Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Creeper.
Come on, what's delaying you fellas? At number three, gang, is Felon 2301.
We'll catch him.
I don't worry about us.
You McCraig, they only work on little trees. No big fella like this.
Well, Pierre, I can't tell that to Mr. Morse. You know the boss. He'd fire me and get another foreman. So come on, let's get some more work done. Get that axe pleasing, Dermot.
Oh, what do you think I'm doing? Tingling?
You gotta be careful, Mr. McCraig. Too many accidents lately. We hurry, we get careless. We get careless. We hear laugh of creeper.
Do you believe that creeper legend too, Pierre?
Why not? Every time accident happens, somebody hear the creeper laugh and then see him crawling away through the woods.
Yeah, that's right, Max. Every time somebody's been pinned under a fallen tree, the little twisted body of the creeper's been standing by watching it happen. And worst of all is that inhuman laugh of his.
Well, creeper or no creeper, we got work to do, and I see...
Look up on the side of the hill, moving through the underbrush.
What is it?
Can't you see? That hunched over figure. It's the creeper.
Yes, I can see.
Hey, look out, that tree's starting to fall.
Timber! It's falling the wrong way. Number three gang is right in its path.
Look out, you fire! Look out! Timber!
Lance is right on them. Pinned across their backs.
Buckley, Mac, quick. Quick, we must help them.
Hermit, run back to the cabin, get Mr. Morse.
Right.
The creeper again. The creeper did it. Look. See him standing on the hill. Now do you believe in his evil spirit, Mr. McCraig?
Yes, I guess I do. This last accident was beyond coincidence.
I have no idea what a relief it is to get away even for these few hours from that crowd at the lodge.
I know what you mean, Margo. Oh, Squanto, would you keep the boat closer to shore, please? Too many floating logs in the middle of the river.
Isn't he a lovely grunt?
Margo, he can hear you.
No, but he has. Every question that we've asked since we left the lodge, he's just answered, like that.
He just says that to keep his franchise in the Indian guide field.
Oh, well, come on, someone's calling to us from the shore.
Yeah. Pull over and see what he wants, Squanto.
Those particular grunts had a better quality than usual, don't you think?
Listen, Margo, if you keep on, Squanto will be eyeing your scalp.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm sure he's been grunting right along for my special benefit. He thinks they're fascinating, don't you, Squanto, those... Now, there you see.
You win.
You can pull right up there to the bank.
Yes, we'll do that.
Wonder what he wants, Lamont.
I don't know. Seems to be several men there standing around a fallen tree.
If you just pull up alongside, your guide can tie up.
Is there anything wrong here?
Yes, we've had an accident. Two men pinned under a falling tree. Here, let me help you on.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't mean you, miss. I think you ought to stay in the boat. It's not a very pleasant sight.
Well, I'd rather come ashore. I might be able to help.
All right, very well.
I'll give you a hand, Margo.
Are the men badly hurt?
Well, one of them is dead.
Oh, no.
The other, I believe, has a broken hip. I thought if we could use your launch, we could get him downstream to a doctor.
Well, it might be best not to move him until the hip bone is set. I've had some experience with such things. I might be able to help him.
Good. By the way, my name is Baird Morse. I'm the owner of this lumber company.
How do you do, Mr. Morse? This is Miss Lane, and I'm Lamont Cranston.
How do you do, Miss Cranston?
Mr. Cranston. Yes, Quanto?
I help, too.
I know. Good. Come along.
How is he, Mac?
Miss Baird.
This is my foreman, Bill McCraig, Miss Lane, Miss Cranston.
How do you do?
Howdy.
Let's have a look at this fella.
What can I do, Lamont?
There's some water there. You can hold his head and bathe it while we try to set the bones.
All right.
I make splint.
Good, Squatter, good. Sorry, old man, but we have to move you. You hold his arm, McCraig. Mr. Morris, you hold his other leg.
Right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now, just a bit more. Yeah, I think that does it. Splint ready, Squatter?
Break one more stick. Splint be ready,
good. Now, we use that rope in the boat.
I'll get it, Lamar.
You can get the other men back to work, Mac.
I don't think they'll do any more work today, Mr. Morse.
Why not?
Well, this is the fourth accident this week. The men don't like it. They're scared.
Well, there are always accidents at a lumber camp.
Not this kind of accident.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean the creeper.
The creeper? Well, now that's a silly superstition, McCraig, and you know it.
Yes, yesterday I'd have agreed with you, Mr. Morse. But now I don't know. I'm beginning to think maybe he's an evil spirit. He's put the jinx on the whole job.
Oh, nonsense.
What's the trouble, Mr. Morse?
Oh, the men are upset because we've had a series of accidents and deaths lately. They blame them all on the legendary character who's supposed to be seen when each mishap occurs. This mythical being is called the Creeper.
I see. And is he a mythical being?
Why, of course.
I hate to contradict you, Mr. Morse, but you're wrong. Today, just before this tree fell, I saw the Creeper.
Oh, now listen, Mac, have you fallen?
Margot, what's wrong?
Look on the other side of the river. That horrible, twisted creature peering out of the underbrush.
No, that's him. That's the Creeper, boss.
Oh, keep away. Keep the Creeper
steady,
away.
Steady, old man, steady now. Yes, he is a weird-looking individual. All bent over. Say, what's that standing beside him?
It's hard to tell. It looks like a giant bear. Mr. Gima. That Mr. Gima.
What are you saying, Squanto?
One you call Creeper is Indian forest spirit. Mr. Gima. Father of bears. He has come back. Mr. Gima has come back.
What is this Indian trying to say?
What do you mean, Mr. Gima's come back, Squanto?
Mr. Gima, spirit of forest. You white man chopped down three. Three belong to Mr. Gima. He punished white men by death.
Well, Mr. Gima or the Creeper or whatever he is not going to stop the work I'm doing here. I have my entire fortune tied up in this lumbering operation, and if the men won't sell the trees, I'll be ruined. Now, Mac, you've got to get them back here.
I'll try, Mr. Morse.
Miss Cranston, would you and Miss Lane care to help me bring this man back to camp?
Surely we'll be able to.
Creeper is disappearing over the hill. Oh, that laugh was weird, Lamar.
Yes. Mr. Morse, I'll be delighted to return to camp with you. I am most curious to learn more about the legend of the Creeper.
More coffee, Miss Lane?
No, thank you, Mr. Morse.
You, Miss Cranston?
Yes, I will, please.
All right.
Now, about the Creeper again. You say that he's been seen at every accident that happened?
I believe so. Is that right, Mac?
Yes, everyone, according to the men. And I myself saw him at the last death. You know, that bear of his would explain the call on the death of Jim Martin last week.
Tell me, why hasn't he ever been apprehended?
Well, the men are scared of him, for one thing. And for another, he's always far enough away for a quick getaway.
Well, I should say the first thing to do is to capture him.
Yes, yes, then the men would feel better about working.
Well, that's easier said than done. I know that none of my gang would go within shouting distance of him, let alone organize a search.
Well, perhaps we wouldn't need your men for the search. I, for one, would be glad to volunteer to hunt for him.
Oh, sir, that's mighty nice of you. We've got to put a stop to this thing some way. If the men should quit now, I'll just go bust. That's all.
What was that?
The Creeper again. That's his lot.
Mr. Morse. Yes, what is it?
Yeah, the Canuck just fell into a covered pit and landed in a pile of sharp stakes.
Oh,
good heavens. Come on, McCraig.
You better stay here, Margot. It won't be a pleasant sight.
No, I'm coming along, Lamar.
It was the Creeper, Mr. Morse. It was the Creeper that done it to him.
Yes, I just heard his laugh. Where is he?
Right over here, back at the house.
The men are uneasy, Mr. Morse.
Yes, so I see.
All right. All right, clear path, men. Come on, boys, break it up.
Is this the pit?
Take a look, Mr. Morse. You'll see what's left of Pierre LeBlanc.
Oh, the Creeper done it. It's the Creeper's fault, I tell you.
We ain't none of us working anymore
till that Creeper is done away with.
Now, wait a minute, men. Mr. Morse here is going to organize a hunt for the Creeper right away.
Yeah, well, he ain't taking me along.
All right. Nobody's asking you to join the search. We'll take care of that ourselves. And we'll catch the Creeper and turn him over to the authorities.
Nobody catch Mr. Gima.
Squanto, keep out of this.
Mr. Gima, spirit of wood. If you try to catch him, everybody die.
Ah,
sure,
you hear that, fella?
Sure.
The Indian know what he's talking about.
Shut up, all of you. Go back to your cabin. We'll tend to this thing ourselves.
All right, get going.
The Creeper had nothing to do with this death, Mr. Morse. This hole Pierre LeBlanc stumbled into looks like an old Indian game pitfall.
I see it. Well, let's get the body out.
I think I'll take Miss Lane away while you do that, Mr. Morse.
Yes, I
come on, Margot.
Oh, Lamont, what is all this about?
It's a horror.
I'm not sure yet, Margot.
Do you think that the Creeper is really responsible for all these accidents?
I can't answer that now. Mr. Morse has invited us to spend the night with him. So perhaps later on I'll have more to tell you.
Just a minute, Lamont. You sound so mysterious.
We're in a mysterious atmosphere, Margot. Everyone, even McCraig, the foreman, seems to be holding something back.
What do you mean?
He was much too glib in his explanation of the death of Pierre LeBlanc. McCraig has spent all his life in this country, and he knows its history. Yet he told us that was an Indian game pitfall, when he must have known that Indians never hunted here.
And where did you learn that?
From our friend Squanto.
Well, do you think that McCraig is involved with the creepers?
No, no, I don't. But there must be no delay in our discovering the key to this forest mystery.
But how, Lamont?
Perhaps, Margot, with the aid of the hypnotic powers possessed only by the shadow.
Oh, Lamont, I hope you remember your early Boy Scout training. I'd hate to be lost in these woods at this time of night.
This is a well-marked trail, Margot.
Well, maybe we should have brought along some torn paper to drop. Isn't that one of the approved methods?
I always used to use corn kernels.
Oh, Lamont, that dates you. Well, perhaps we should carve something in the trees, like Troop 5 passed this way. Lamont Cranston patrol leader.
Margot, in case you don't realize that this is serious business.
I do realize it. And just doing a little verbal whistling in the dark to keep the courage up. I usually love the woods at night, but God, this is different.
Yes,
what was that?
Just an owl.
An owl certainly sounds funny at night. You know, Lamont, I've had the feeling that someone or something has been watching us ever since we left the camp.
Well, we haven't far to go now. The Craig's cabin should be just ahead.
Do you think we'll learn anything from him?
I don't know whether we will. Margot, the tree in front of us is falling.
Lamont!
Get back, Margot, quickly!
Lamont, it's coming right at you! Lamont!
Yes, of course. When did this happen?
Just now.
Where?
Down this trail.
Oh, good Lord. But what were you folks doing out here at this hour of night?
Well, Mr. Cranston was looking for the creeper and... Oh, please, please come at once.
Sounds like he found the creeper. Come on, Dermot. I'll need your help. Give me that lantern.
Yeah, okay, boss. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Is he badly hurt, Miss Lane?
Oh, I don't know. He was unconscious when I left him. Well, do you really think it was the creeper again, Mr. McCraig?
Sounds like him. Hey, Dermot?
Of course it was the creeper.
There's the tree right over there.
Yes. Now hold this lantern, Miss Lane. We'll run ahead.
I'll hold the lantern, but I'll stay with you.
All right. Suit yourself. Which part of the tree hit him?
Just down here near the base.
Right down here, eh?
Yes. Right under that... He's gone.
I want you to sleep well tonight. The creeper has work to do tomorrow. I need your help. What would people say if they saw the creeper without his bear? Maybe the fools wouldn't believe that silly superstition about Mikajima, eh? That's it, now, Ethan. No, wait. That won't be fine. How can just because we share the same place, that doesn't mean that you should be greedy? No, you're as greedy as a bear. Now, that's because you are a bear, ain't you? What is that?
I hate to interrupt your dinner, Creeper.
Hey, who spoke?
I spoke, Creeper.
Who are you? Where are you?
I am called the Shadow. I stand right here beside you.
Beside me?
Yes. But don't bother to look for me. By my hypnotic power, I've made myself invisible to your eyes.
That's not right. You shouldn't do that, shouldn't you?
I have come here seeking information from you, Creeper.
Information? We have no information, have we, Chief?
Not even about the series of accidents that have happened lately at the lumber camp?
I don't know what you mean. Why don't you come out where I can see you?
I prefer... prefer to remain invisible.
You hear that, King? He prefers to remain invisible. Invisible to me, perhaps, but not to you, hey, King. You can see him, can't you? Another boy.
That'll do you no good.
That'll do you no good either.
Miss Lane, you don't expect us to believe that a man was pinned under a tree unconscious, maybe dead, and then he could get up and walk away in 1 minute flat, do you?
But, Mr. McCraig, the creeper must have come and taken him.
The creeper didn't come here. He's sound asleep in his shack up on the mountain.
How do you know?
What? Never mind. I know that the creeper didn't fell this tree, that's all.
Curly, it seems you put your nose in where it doesn't belong. But if you think the creeper has your boyfriend, let's all make a little visit to the creeper's shack and find out.
Take me to the creeper?
That's right.
Well, now, please,
and if your Mr. Cranston is not there, we'll leave you with the creeper to await his arrival. He and his wild bear should be excellent companions.
Lucky Shadow, the king hasn't killed you yet. But he will when he gets hungrier.
We'll see.
But Craig sent you, didn't he?
Why do you ask that?
Because he wanted to complete his revenge. He's found out at last who I am. Has McCraig also told you why I'm called the Creeper?
I've tried to explain.
Well, he should have. He gave me this twisted body, as well as the name of the Creeper.
How did he do it?
You know as well as he that I was crushed by a tree. When McCraig and Dermot used their murderous methods a few years ago on another lumbering job.
They deliberately crippled you?
They deliberately crippled me. Me and a half a dozen others. The others died. They left me for dead, too. But King fooled them, didn't you, King? King saved my life.
This animal saved your life?
Yes. He pulled the tree off the body of what was left of Frank Barton and made him the Creeper.
But why have McCraig and Dermot done these things? What can they gain by it?
They wanted to frighten the lumbermen away. Then they can buy up the timberland for almost nothing and work it with their own crew. But why should I tell you what you already know?
What makes you think that McCraig sent me here?
Because I've kept my identity from him until now. He's called on me but failed to recognize my twisted body as his former employee, Barton. He thought that the Creeper was a mad hermit of the woods who unwittingly has helped him to frighten people away.
Yes, I know that's true.
Yes, well, perhaps I am mad. Yes, perhaps I am. But I'm going to surprise McCraig and Dermot very soon with my real identity and surprise them in a very lasting way. But first, he and I had best dispose of you once and for all.
Creeper. If you do as I say, your revenge against McCraig will be complete.
I'm getting my revenge, don't worry.
Now listen to me, Creeper. You've got to give me this chance.
You didn't have a very good dinner tonight, did you, King? You're hungry now, aren't you? Well, suppose then you prepare yourself for a real meal.
Creeper, listen to me. Creeper, you've got to listen.
Well, here we are at the Creeper's shack.
Oh, you can't bring me in there. I won't go in.
Oh, yes, you.
No, let me go.
Get in there. Creeper! Creeper! Open up!
Who's there?
Mind if we come in for a minute, Creeper? We brought along a playmate for you and the bear.
Oh, I see.
Bring her inside, Dermot.
Come on, girlie.
Oh, let go. Ow!
This young lady has been so curious about you, Creeper. We thought it was high time you two met, right, Dermot?
Yeah. In fact, she may decide to stay.
That's very nice. We like company here for a while.
Oh. Look, Creeper, keep that bear at a distance, will you?
Oh, you need not fear, King. What was it you were saying?
Just that you know what to do with her if she becomes troublesome. What was that?
Not quite so fast, McCraig.
Huh? Who is that?
I spoke to you, McCraig.
I thought King took care of you.
Not yet, Creeper. Not yet.
Where's that voice coming from? What kind of a trick is this?
What's going on here, Creeper?
You should know, McCraig.
Don't turn to the Creeper for help. He's never seen me either. But allow me to introduce myself. I am called the Shadow.
The Shadow? I've heard of you. What are you doing here?
I've been awaiting your arrival, gentlemen. I have a number of questions to ask you about the murders in the lumber camp.
Listen, Shadow. We may not be able to see you, but you're not scaring us, understand?
I have no intention of scaring you. I'm going to leave that to my friend, the Creeper.
The Creeper? That harmless fool?
That harmless fool, McCraig, is the twisted remains of a man who was once known as Frank Bond.
Frank Bond? Now he's dead.
That's what you thought. But your murderous scheme didn't work in his case, did it, Creeper?
No. Surprises you, doesn't it, McCraig?
My lord, you are Barton. Look, Barton, you're all wrong if you think you're
right. I've been waiting so long for this moment, McCraig. I've dreamed of meeting you, and damn it, just like you.
Come on, Mike, let's get out of here.
Oh, no, you don't. King!
What are you doing?
Stand by the door, King. No one is leaving here now.
Wait, Creeper. Let me handle this.
Oh, no, thank you, Shadow. This is my party.
He's mad. The man is mad.
Sure, I'm mad. But not so mad that I don't recognize that my hour of triumph is at hand.
What's he mean? What's he going to do?
You'll see.
Oh, you
if you touch me, McCraig, that bear will tear you to pieces.
Keep away from him, McCraig.
Listen, Creeper. You're turning these men over to me. I promise you that justice will be served.
Justice? I make my own justice. Go get them, King.
Why no? Keep that bear away from me. Come on, McCraig.
Oh, no, get out of here at once.
Get him, King.
Stop, keep away.
The others.
I'm afraid that the bear took care of them.
Oh, how awful.
Well, we better be getting back to the camp.
Yes, and I hope from the camp that we'll be getting back to the city.
Yes, we can leave right away.
Well, there's one thing about taking these vacation trips with you, Lamont.
What's that?
It's always so nice to get back to town for rest.
Crime does not pay. The